Okay, hello. I am here with a toy review. This is the, where's the thing? The Menglion, I have no idea if I'm saying that right. M-E-N-G-L-I-A-N, Menglion Sucking Vibrator. My friend recommended me this toy. It was reasonably priced. I bought it, and it is done charging. I'm gonna use it for the first time. And I thought, well, okay, I was gonna use it, and then I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun to record an audio of a toy review? So yeah. So the way it is that it's a vibrating dildo clit sucker, and it's this really nice purple. It's shaped in a way so that it has like a little head on it, I guess like a like a penis, and it's curved, and then it has another portion that is for the clit, and there's a power button and two arrows, an up arrow and a down arrow. The up arrow is for the vibrator part of the toy, and the down arrow is to control the clit sucker. And it says it has 10 modes. I don't think it has 10. I don't think I can adjust the power level though. It just says 10 types of vibration modes. Well, I'm assuming different patterns, but maybe vibration modes also means the intensity. And then it says it has a heating zone, or it has a heating feature. Sure, we'll try that too. I have the little booklet with me so I can refer to it, because as I said, this is my first time using it. Okay, let's turn it on. Oh, shit. So I just, like, finished cleaning it, and when I turned it on, some water came out. So I guess that was the clit sucker part, so I gotta make note of cleaning that really well next time. Or, like, not that it wasn't cleaned well. Like, I have to make note that that is a spot to pay attention to for cleaning in the future. So it's on. It's not in me yet. I'm holding it. Here's the... Oh. One. Two. Three. Four. Okay, there's a pattern. Five. Six. Seven. Oh, I should have let six play longer. Shoot. 8. Interesting. 9. I'm gonna like 9. I just know it. This, I like the pulsing. 10. Back to 1. Okay. Let's turn it off. Turn it back on. On. I'm gonna press the down arrow now. 1. I'm gonna put my finger on it. 2. 3. And it only has 3 features. That's what it said on the thing. So it's back at 1 now. Okay, and then to use the heating. Oh, let me turn that off. And then, after turning on the power, tap the power button to turn on the heating to the constant temperature. Then tap it again to turn it off. Okay, so turning it on. So it's on. And I tapped it again. the reason why I didn't just stick it in me and to turn on all these modes is because I didn't want to be reading it while this toy was in me. So also, it doesn't feel like it's getting warmer. I don't know how long it's going to take. Also trying out that feature while it's not in me, because I don't want to, well, I don't know how hot it's going to get. Don't want that to happen in me, and then I'm like all confused, and then there's an issue going to go on. I'll put a timestamp. Oh, it's getting warmer. Oh, there it is. How long did that take? I'll put a timestamp for when I actually stick the toy in me. So if there's anybody who wants to skip all this banter, they can. Okay. So where it's warm is around the head of the toy. Like right under the head of it. Oh, it's quite warm. Or is it because I'm holding onto it? Let me hold it with my other hand. No, that is warm. That is warm. Okay. But I think it's warm because I was holding it. Because it felt warmer in the hand that was holding onto it. When I switched to my other hand, it's... No, that's warm. That's warm. Terrible. Terrible at explaining things. Yeah, it's warm. And it feels like it's a constant temperature. Like, once it heated up, it feels like it's at the same temperature. Okay, let's turn that off. No, no, no. Let's keep it on. Let's keep it on. Okay, okay. Okay. I'm gonna go get some lube. Okay, I spread the lube around. Wait, oh, that feels weird because the lube was cold, but the, oh fuck, I pulled it out, I turned it off, wow, okay, the heating feature is really, really hot, it's really hot, it wasn't hot when I was spreading the lube around, it felt fine, but inserting it inside, it felt too hot, so I pulled it out, and I turned it off, and I'm gonna let it cool down. I'm gonna continue rubbing the lube around so it doesn't dry up, because I just put the lube back in the drawer that I got it. I don't feel like getting up again. That was really warm. Oh, that was too warm. That was too warm for me. Maybe next time I'll try it. With it inside me. But it was too warm for me. At least right now. So it was an interesting sensation because the lube was cold. And then as soon as I passed the head of... I passed the head into me. That was where it was warm. And it was too... It was too hot. It wasn't comfortable at all. I was, I have to get more lube. God damn it. Now I have it next to me in case I need more. I should have just done that to begin with. I didn't think I was gonna pull it out. Okay, it feels... Oh, shit. Okay, now the phone's back on top of my chest. The toy feels like it's cooled down enough. And I spread the lube around. decent amount. Okay. I'm laying on a towel. I'm just gonna wipe the leftover lube on the towel. Okay, here goes. It's all the way in, so it stopped because of the clit portion part. Okay, hold on. The three buttons. Button. There's the arrow. So this is the power button. Oh, it's on. How should I do this? I think I'll go through all the modes again, and then I'll do all the modes. Pick the one I like. No. I'll do all the modes. And then use a clit sucker by itself. And then finish. however I decide to do that. I should use a clit sucker first to last. First to last. Let me do it last. Okay. So okay, this is fine. This is nice. Good. Yep. Two. Yep, good. Three. So this is the highest level of vibration that isn't a pattern. This is a normal pulsing pattern. I'm describing it in case it doesn't pick up. I'm pretty sure the microphone would have picked up the vibrations when I was holding it. Okay. It's 3, 4, 5. 5's okay. 6. Is interesting. This is 7 now. I don't like 7. I don't like 8. I think 8 is good to like get there, but it won't help me finish. 9. Like I said, I knew I was gonna like 9. 10. Ten is just a faster pulse. Okay. Off. On. Okay, let me try the clit sucker now. Oh my god, I'm nervous. Oh, fuck. Oh shit. Okay, I took it off. Oh my god, that's strong. Oh my god, I put it back on. Fuck me. Shit, that's strong. Okay. Oh my too. I quickly went through the three levels. I cannot handle level two. I cannot handle level three. I can't even handle level one. Shit. Oh my god. Fuck. Okay. I'm just gonna use a vibrator, and then when I'm close, I'm gonna finish real quick with the clit sucker. Let's get that booklet out of the way. Okay, oh my god, fuck me. That was intense. Okay, turning it back on. Oh shit. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I said I liked 6 and 9. This is what I'm comfortable with. So I am I'm gonna describe what I'm wearing. I don't know, I like doing that, I guess. So before, I've talked in a past Ramble Fap about how if there's anything that I need to do, is that I don't like being naked. I need to at least have panties on and a blanket on top of me. Well, I don't have panties on because this thing has to be in me. If I was just using the vibrator, just using the clit sucker without the dildo in me, I could probably be wearing underwear, but I'm not. And I'm wearing a hoodie, and I just have a blanket over my bottom half. So I'm fully covered, but technically half naked. Funny story. Story time of another vibrator. The last time I talked about, Ramble Fap with the toy, I talked about how I got said toy. So, maybe I'll tell two, I don't know. I had this other vibrating dildo before, but it was cheap, stopped working. So it would just became a dildo. Actually, that's it. That wasn't really a story. That's an old toy. So I still have that. It still works as a dildo. I actually recorded a Ramble Fap with me using the dildo. I just haven't posted it yet. I don't know why, I just haven't. So I have no idea which Ramble Fap is gonna come first, this one or that one. This vibrator's nice. Even if I don't use the clit sucker, because the clit sucker is really intense, the vibrator is really nice. It's still just on the sixth setting. Let me try to take it out. Okay, you know what? This is not the type of toy to go in and out of me. This is not the type of toy. Stop. This is not the toy to pull in and out of me. Story behind this toy. Not a story, just how I got it. Like I said, I was talking to our friend. We were talking about like lingerie, toys, and then she made me this recommendation, and like I said, it was a good price. Did I say it? I don't remember if I said that. But yeah, it was a decent price. It's purple. I like purple. It's good. It's good. Okay, 6. I've done a lot of talking, and I think I just want to get off. Yeah, I like 9. Oh, fuck. Okay, am I gonna turn it on? I'm gonna turn it on. I'm gonna turn on the clip tucker. Fuck. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I haven't turned it on. I haven't turned it on yet. I'm scared. I haven't turned it on. Okay. Fuck. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. It's a toy review. It's a toy review. You gotta do it. Oh, shit. Oh, wait. That's not a clit. It's on. It's on. The clit tucker is on. I'm gonna up it. This is a toy review. I gotta try it. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god.
Somewhere.
sounds like he's watching a video. Oh my god. Anyways. Oh shit. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Like. Like I said. If things are too intense, I can't come. And I guess I couldn't do it with both the vibrator on and the clit sucker. Because I don't know if you heard that, but as soon as it was just the clit sucker, I came so fast. This is good. I like it. It's good. Oh fuck. Fuck. I'm trying to gather my thoughts. So. Okay, I took the blanket off because that's way too. Because I had hello. So, apparently, what just happened there was, I looked at the toy, and I saw the light was on when I thought I turned it off. The heater was on. So, when I said that's hot, apparently, it gets hot at, right underneath the head of the toy, and sucker. So, I don't even know now if I came because of the warmth and the clit sucker. When I do things, I want to try to do things methodically. Anyways. Yeah, I came really, really fast from the clit sucker alone on the first level. But I guess while I was pressing the buttons, I turned on the heater. That was unintentional, but it worked out. The shape of the toy is nice. Like I said, I don't think I could pull it in and out. So once it's in, it's in. And it just, the vibrations are on. The clit sucker is great. It's great. It's intense. I don't know if I'll be able to finish on two or three. Because they are too intense for me. But one is good. The vibrations of the toy. I went through my thoughts on all the different modes. I will be using 6 and 9. 69. Nice. I will be using those modes because those are the ones I like. Use both the vibrator and the clit sucker at the same time. It's really hard for me. I guess I can only do one at a time. I want to use this toy again. I'm gonna use it again. I'm gonna turn it back on. Hold on, am I gonna make this one thing? No, I'm gonna cut it. Okay. Thanks for listening.